and welcome to the program. We're here again with a little strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. We're living in perilous times, and we need to focus on some of the positive things that we have as Christians today. We're going to look at that. Stay tuned. I'm sure you've heard the story of the preacher who had a sheet of paper. It was completely white, 8.5 by 11. As he was preaching, he took out his pen and he scratched a little mark right in the center of the page. He held the page up and he asked the people, "What do you see?" Everybody said, "I see a little mark there in the center of the page." He said, "That's interesting. The whole page, 8.5 by 11, is white, but our focus goes to the little mark in the center of the page." I think we do that a lot today. We have a lot of things going for us as Christians, and yet we seem to focus on the little things that really don't matter. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 2, and it says, "In you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ Jesus, by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." What a great focus. "That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In verse number 5, we find the word grace. In verse number 7, once again, the riches of his grace. Verse number 8, "For by grace are ye saved." The hymn writer has said, "Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace has bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace." If you know the Lord is your Savior, there's a bright future, and we need to focus on that. Listen carefully to this message and song, "Only a Sinner Saved by Grace."
"Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Only a sinner saved by grace. Only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Once I was foolish, and sin ruled my heart, causing my footsteps from God to depart. Jesus has found me, happy my case. I now am a sinner saved by grace. Only a sinner saved by grace. Only a sinner. story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Tears unavailing, no merit had I. Mercy had saved me, or else I must die. Sin had alarmed me, fearing God's face. But now I'm a sinner, saved by grace. Glory, I'm only a sinner.